Hi there, and thank you for requesting this free audiobook, the free report, which we are calling the 3 7-figure businesses you can start in 2022 using artificial intelligence. I'm going to be quick about it. Thank you so much for requesting the guide. So first of all, what I'm about to share with you is responsible for a combined total payout just this last Saturday of over $70,000 combined for me and just 4 of other team members, right, in this business that I want to talk to you about, right? A combined total of almost $70,000 that was withdrawn last Saturday. Now, and I want to show you what this is, how this works, and how you can leverage it even if you have low capital but you still want to do some form of business. So let's get into it. So now, my name is Joseph Abara and I am a marketing consultant. I have a company called Marketing Funnel Solutions, where we offer marketing and digital consulting services for companies. Now, so that is a little about me. I'm not going to go much into that, right? But I want to get into the main reason why we created this guide. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is what you need to look for in a business. Remember, we are talking about starting a new business in 2022 using artificial intelligence robots, and I want to share 3 businesses you can start. So first of all, let's look at what exactly are you supposed to look for in a business, right, that could be a business that can actually have a long-term profitability for you. So number one is you need a business with an expanding market. Number two, you need a business that has a uniqueness and also consumables. A business that has uniqueness and a business that has consumables. Consumables basically mean that something that can generate repeat sales, something that people can buy over and over and over again, right? And then number three is you need to look at the timing, the trends, right? The trends at that time. There are trends that can let you know that, okay, listen, 1 billion people can buy this product, right? Or this is a product that is going to continually be in high demand. And if you have that kind of product, you know you're going to make a fortune, just a matter of time. And then the number four thing you need to look for in a business is what kind of employment strategy are you going to be using? Are you going to be employing others? Are you going to be doing it yourself, right? Are you going to be working for yourself, or are you going to be employing others? Now, these are 4 things that are very critical to look for in the business. And now, talking about the business of artificial intelligence, using artificial intelligence to do business, you know, it meets all these 4 criteria in an amazing way, right? And I'm going to show you when I begin to talk about the specific businesses, we are even going to go into this in more detail. First of all, the AI market is an expanding market. Like, machine learning is growing and growing and growing. The use of robots are becoming more and more and more popular in organizations, in companies, in firms. Like, more and more organizations are beginning to leverage robots to get things done, because you cannot, I mean, that no matter the amount of human beings you're going to employ, there's a limit to what they can do. For example, take a company like Facebook, for example. Right, and let's say you have 1 million people that are creating adverts every single day in Facebook. It's going to be impossible for a human being to supervise 1 million adverts. Like, how many people are they going to have to hire, right, to review and to evaluate 1 million adverts every single day? They are going to burn out. There's no way it's going to happen, except they're going to employ a ridiculous amount of people. So that's not possible. And with this kind of problems, the need for artificial intelligence robots that use machine learning coming. So you now have robots that supervise and inspect these adverts and read these adverts and read images and read videos. Like, robots that can do insane amount of work, and they leverage machine learning, statistical data. They are able to look at the past, look at what happened in the past, look at how some users have behaved in the past, how some fraudulent people have acted in the past, and know that, okay, based on that, this person that I'm looking at now is probably a fraudulent person, right? And they are able to do, the bot is able to do all of this kind of stuff. And also, in terms of also their advertising, that's exactly what they are doing. It's a robot. A robot is studying every single person that has an account on Facebook. Every single person. Nobody left out. The robot is studying everybody. And is checking what you buy, what you test, what you click, what you read, what you view. Everything you are doing, the bot is recording data about you. Now, that is what is called machine learning. And then the bot is able to sell. Now, Facebook is able to sell that data or tell the marketer and say, listen, we have an idea of who will be interested in your products and services if we know what you're selling. So when you now come to Facebook and put your product out there, Facebook now starts a what we call a learning process. The robot begins to learn your own product for a while, and then once it feels it has a hang of the kind of people that are interacting with your business, it will now go out there based on this knowledge it has acquired by studying everybody on their platform. It goes out there and picks people that are more likely to buy your products based on their behavior, based on their past behavior, and is able to look at the trends and look at everything and say, okay, this person will be more likely to buy this product. And companies are making a financial fortune selling their products on Facebook. It's insane. Now, this is all thanks to a robot that is using artificial intelligence and machine learning to do its function very accurately. So this is definitely a business that has an expanded market. Like anything artificial intelligence, it is an expanded market. More courses are coming out, right? More ways that this technology is being leveraged are being rolled out every single day, right? So it's a market that cannot reduce in size. It will only increase in size. Now, the other thing is it's unique and it's consumable. It's something that, I mean, like, can you imagine that Facebook will stop using their robots? Can you imagine that? Right? It's the same thing with Google. Google is using robots to check everything, track everything, check everything you are doing, right? Index pages on the internet, right? Crawl different websites, look at what people are posting on their site, read your blog posts, read your articles. It's robots that are doing all these stuff. It will be impossible for human beings to be able to read all the websites that Google is actually reading and be able to populate the kind of data that Google populates based on search that you put in their search engine. It will be impossible. And then everybody is having a unique experience due to this robot that is using machine learning to feed information to you that matters to you. They are putting things in front of you that they know matter to you. Why? Because that robot has been studying you, studying everything you've been doing on the Google ecosystem. That's the whole idea. So this is a consumable product. It's not a product that is going to, like, maybe very soon, you know, we are not. More and more companies are going to adopt robotics, and they are adopting it as we speak, right? And then we talk about timing and trends. Like when there's a new thing coming out, when there's a new trend coming out, like nice artificial intelligence that is coming out and is being rolled out in different methods and different fashions, we have what they call fast adopters, what we call early adopters and late adopters, right? You can decide to be a late adopter. You can decide to be an early adopter, which is someone that begins to find, with how can I leverage this technology now, instead of waiting for it to be become everywhere and everybody's using it, and then that's when I want to come and begin to struggle to use it. How can I use it now that it's not popular and make a fortune before the masses come in, right? So some people wait until the masses come in, and then there's a huge competition, and then it's very hard to make profit at that time. But some people start early, right? Like imagine crypto. Some people adopted it early and have made a fortune, and now some people are trying to play catch up, right? Even though they are still making some money. Imagine someone who held 1 million units of crypto. That's an early adopter, right? So late adopters are people who are coming now to now try to buy based on the fact that, okay, that's now gained popularity. So if you look at the trends, artificial intelligence is rising in popularity, right? And then the next thing is this issue of, okay, how is the business going to run? Are you going to employ people, or are you going to do the work yourself? Because basically there are three ways to function. You can either employ people to do the work for you. You can either become the one that is doing the work for yourself, right? Or, right? So the issue here is that, you know, and when we talk about employing, this now brings us to the next issue we say we're going to talk about, right? Why is robotics and using artificial intelligence and robots to do business, why is it important today? Why? Because wealth is created basically by two ways, either by putting people to work or putting money to work. So you either get your money to work for you or you get people to work for you. Those are the major ways to make a fortune, to be really, really wealthy, right? Now, the more people you have working for you, the more leverage you have, right? But now, managing people is insane. And the average person who is a small business owner does not even have the capacity to take on a lot of people, right? So that becomes a problem. So now this is where you now say, The business of using robots to do any form of business today, if you can actually get into that kind of market, is something that you should really consider. Why? Because if you are using a robot, that solves a problem of employing people and spending a lot of money for people to work for you, right? By using robots, you are able to cut time, get more things done, right? And yet you don't need to have a huge staff base, right? Now, I know that when you're probably in your mind, you're wondering, okay, what business are we going to be talking about? We are going to come to that, but I'm just trying to lay the foundation. Why is this important today? And who else is using robotics, right? Like I've told you, Facebook is doing it. Google is doing it, right? It's being used right now. Elon Musk, his neuro company, installing chips in the human brain, the operation is being conducted by robots. And the question is, okay, how come the robot is not going to make mistake, right? What if the robot makes a mistake? You see, that's the idea of machine learning, right? With enough data and statistical data on how that operation is supposed to be conducted and the reasons for failure and the reasons why mistakes were made, with enough data, the robot is able to make intelligent decisions by itself without anybody telling it what to do. So it's not like you're programming the bot, as it were, to do the operation. No, the robot is using machine learning to do the operation by itself, not relying on someone to program it to say, do it like this. No, it is doing it by itself based on the data, past, present, that it has and that it has leveraged on how to conduct successful operations in that fashion. So those robots have been programmed and it has been tested. The robots have actually done several operations on monkeys, and it was successful, and now they are trying to get approval to begin to roll it out on human beings, right? So, and it's like I said, why is the robot not making mistake? Because it's using machine learning. That's the key word, right? So, and even in SpaceX, the same technology is being used in SpaceX, the space company of Elon Musk, right? They are using robots to do complicated industrial welding. Now, that is going to save them a lot of time, but also this robot is able to give them a higher level of accuracy in what needs to be done, because when you come to space travel, there is no room for error. You can't have 99% success ratio. No, you cannot have 99% accuracy. No, it has to be 100% accuracy every single time, else things are going to break out. Things are going to happen. You're going to lose millions and millions of dollars on that one trip to space. So there's no room for errors. This is the major reason why they are leveraging robotics in almost every part of the organization, where things have to be done with precision. And so these robots have been programmed. They are intelligent to do things by themselves. These are the robots that are using machine learning. And that's why when you have a crash site in SpaceX, there's a robot dogs that go there to collect data. Now, why is it collecting data? Because these data are still fed to the other robots that do all these other tasks. So those robots are able to use this information to know what went wrong and what they should not repeat again the next time that they are doing any form of tasks on this spacecraft. That's the idea. So the more information that this bot has, the more accurate it becomes in implementing its assignment. So this makes it a very super intelligent instrument in the hands of the owners, and does work and tasks that the human beings are going to have a hard time doing with that level of accuracy, right? So you can have, so there are bots right now that have zero to no error in their operations, and they are using machine learning. They are not, you know, there's a difference between what we call a bot that you just program and say, go out there and do this and do that and do this. That's a kind of robot. Then there's another robot that uses machine learning. Those ones, you can converse. You're like, you know, we have robots that you can talk with. You talk to them and they talk back to you. You talk to them and they talk back to you. They are answering. Their answers are not based on a program that was for like answer like this. No, they are not answering in a specific way. They are answering based on the question that you asked. So that is based on machine learning. That's different from a robot that is just programmed to say yes every time you talk, or say no sir every time you talk. This one can say, no, this is not available right now, I'm going to find it for you and I'll let you know in the next couple of minutes. And it's different for everyone it is talking to. Now that is machine learning. And we have bots that are becoming very, very accurate. In fact, some bots are 100% accurate in the way they are able to implement their duties. Why? Because of the amount of data that they have access to based on machine learning. So now, with that said, the question we're going to be asking now is, okay, Joe, how exactly can I use this to make money? I'm not interested in Elon Musk. I don't have the kind of funds this guy has, by the way. So which industries can I tap into today with my little investment and begin to use robotics and use intelligent bots to make insane profits for myself in 2022. So now let's talk about that. So there are two industries that you can leverage on a small scale, and those industries are the crypto market, the crypto industry, and the forex industry. The forex market and the crypto market, those are two industries where you can begin to play today, like right now, and begin to see insane profits using robots. And now let me explain. So my introduction to these robots were sometime last year, and I have this friend called Jamil, he's a customer of mine, and he came and said, listen, Joe, I invested in a bot called Bitsgap. Now, Bitsgap is a bot that has a monthly registration attached. You pay, I think, $47 a month, and they have some other plans, right? And then you program the robot, and the robot is going to go out there and begin to buy and trade, buy and sell your crypto assets in your Binance account. They're going to buy, sell it, right, and make a profit for you. So Jamil invested $4,000, configured this bot, and this bot made Jamil $9,000 in the space of 30 days. And he was able to bring on some clients, and some people even put as much as $100,000 and made insane profits. In fact, there is a whole course out there right now by some guy, I've forgotten his name, that is teaching people exactly how you can make money using this particular bot called Bitsgap, BITSGAP.com. You can check it out by yourself. So that is one way you can begin to make money using robots. You can go out there and find robots like that you can use to trade crypto, right? And then get them programmed. Just there's some data that needs to be fed in, and then these robots will go out there and begin to make money for you. So now, when Jamil told me this, I invested $3,000, I and my junior brother, and I think we made like $600, you know, in the space of time, right? And I was not too happy about the $3,000 and the $600. And the reason why I made only $600 was basically because Jamil was not available to program the bot for me. He was too busy. Right, so we were unable to lay our hands on him, so that we were not able to get the kind of result that he got and the kind of result that all some of other his partners got. Based on that, you know, the two things that discouraged me with this particular method of doing using robots was I needed to program the robot. So that was the downside here. There was a learning curve. I needed to learn something, and then I needed to program it. Right. So now, but that is with the crypto market, and this is still an open opportunity right now where you can connect your Binance account or your crypto account to a particular robot, and there are several robots out there, right? And these robots will begin to trade for you, right? So now, that was going to require you to do some research, but that is a big industry right now where you can make insane profit. Now, that is better than keeping your money in the bank, obviously. Now, the next market is the Forex market. Also, Forex has a lot of bots out there and robots out there, right? And remember, in the Forex market, there are people that are trading by themselves. They are trading for themselves and they are making a profit, right? And then there are also robots out there now that are becoming popular, right, that are trading for people, right? And retiring profits for people, right? And people are signing up for these robots. Now, some people are going for Signal, some people are going for robots. But what I want to talk to you today about is a Forex robot called, right, IPC, Intelligence Prime Capital Robot. Now, some of the reasons why this is like my preferred choice is because, as opposed to the normal robots of Forex that just go out, they make a trade at a particular time, stop a trade at a particular time when there's an amount of money that has been collected or something like that, this Forex robot that is created by the Intelligence Prime Capital does not operate like that. It is an intelligent robot that uses machine learning, meaning this is not a robot where you are saying, go and buy at this time, stop at this time. No. This robot makes its own decisions, again, based on analytical data and statistical data that it had already collected. So, based on the pool of successful trades that have been done over the years, right? I hear this bot has been in operation for almost 15 years, like studying trends, gathering data for almost 15 years. So, it has become ridiculously intelligent on how to do trades. And right now, the company says this bot can actually do successful trades as much as 97%, right? Successful trades as much as 97%, right? And retire a profit of 30 to 45% every single month. Now, that looks like a hype, right? But like I said, I've been into the bot thing, you know, for a while, and I know that there are people that are doubling their money with robots. They are doubling their money, but they are programming it by themselves. Now, because I'm someone who does not want to learn and go and sit down and say, I want to begin to learn how to program all these robots, I prefer the idea of a robot that I do not need to program, a robot that has been programmed. Now, I'm going to make less money in the sense that, okay, my friend is able to double his money, but in my case, I have to limit myself to 45% or 30% of profit in a month. And to me, that is fair. It's fair because I'm not learning anything new. I don't need to go and program the bot. The bot is doing its job by itself. And then the other thing that intrigued me about this robot was that I do not need to pay a monthly fee. As opposed to the BitsGap, I had to pay a monthly fee, $47 a month. Now, but this one, there's no monthly fee. I basically pay a one-time fee of $99, and that's it, a one-time fee of $99, and that is all I have to spend. And the bot trades for me. Now, the only difference here is that the bot is going to take 20% of whatever profit it makes for you. So when the bot makes maybe 1.5% in a day, and every day for a week, 5 days, the bot makes 7.5% for you, the bot is now going to take 20% of whatever profit it is paying you. Now, so it doesn't touch my money, but it takes some 20% of whatever profit that it made for me. So for me, that is a reasonable deal. Now, because if I kept my money in the bank, which is the issue, right? The bank is definitely going to spend my money. The bank does not keep money in the bank. The bank puts my money to work, right? The bank puts my money to work, gives it out to good business owners, diligent business owners that are able to multiply that money, and then they are able to make interest, take profit, and then give me back my original money. So my money is working for the bank, my money is not working for me. But if I put my money in a platform like this, yes, there is a risk. There's also a risk in putting my money in the bank, because the people that the bank are giving the money to, there's no guarantee that they're going to make profit. And if they are not able to make profit and the bank has to fold up, it is a limited liability company. I cannot take the, when a bank folds up, there's nothing you can do about it. That's just the truth, right? Although we don't think about the bank folding up, but the reality is that if a bank begins to make insane losses, they can actually fold up. So if they are not able to give these monies that they are giving out to intelligent business owners, and they now begin to give the money wrongly, and then the money is not able to come back, the bank is going to go under. And if the bank goes under, yes, I still lose my money, right? And I would not have the capacity, the lawyers and the everything I would need to go against the bank, because you cannot go against the owner of the bank. You can only go against the bank. So it's similar situation here. Now here, I am basically allowing these robots to take my money and trade with my money. Now my capital is not touched. My capital is there, right? And with some demos that we have done, in as little as 12 days, we have seen cases where someone put $1,000 and in 12 days, they already made over $221, right? In just 12 single days. And there are people that are doing much better than that. There are people who put $1,000 and doubled $1,000 in a space of 3 weeks. They've made it $2,225 in a space of 3 weeks. So that is insane. Now, we are not promising the company, the robot does not promise this kind of rewards. What the robot actually promises is, listen, 30 to 45%. And from the 30 to 45%, they are going to take 20% of whatever they made for you, right? So that is actually the deal. And to me, that is a very good model. Now, the benefits of this is that, number one, I can begin to be involved in the business of artificial intelligence without a huge capital, because the required minimum investment to actually get this thing rolling is just $100. I buy the bot for $100 and I put $100 in my minimum capital. Now, $100 is like maybe 56,000 right now. And then every month, you're going to make maybe around 20-something thousand naira, 18 to 20-something thousand naira, maybe every month, right? And then if you are, and then there are other ways you can manipulate this to make even much more money, which we're going to talk about shortly. But with a limited amount of money, you can have a robot working for you, trading for you, an intelligent robot that uses machine learning and artificial intelligence to get this stuff done for you. Personally, me, because I have a background on how machine learning works and how artificial intelligence works, and I've seen a lot of platforms that are using this, I know that this is not just possible, this is insanely possible. I actually think that the company is actually cheating us by giving us just 30% to 45%. That's how I feel. Now, some people feel, okay, maybe that's too much money. I don't feel so, because I've seen people who are making much more money than that using robots. Right? So, and because I know that this robot is using machine learning, I know it is supposed to do even more better. But when you come to people who are skeptical and everything, right, I guess the company has to put it in a way where somebody's mind can actually carry it. Because if you check the Forex industry, just today I was looking at some people who are, you know, advertising on Facebook, and they are talking about, you know, making, you know, somebody was talking about 300% profit per day. On a trade, it's going to show you how to make 300% profit per day. Now, and some of these people are getting this kind of results. So if someone now says they're going to give you only 45 10% per month. That is insanely little. You ask me, that's my mindset. I think it is little and it is decent so that we do not enter into the realm of greed. So those are the two industries that you can leverage. And the three things you can do is either use crypto bots, you know, use Forex, normal, regular bots, which are out there, right? And amazingly, some of all these bots are insanely costly, $800, $1,000 for just normal robots, not even artificial intelligence robots that use machine learning, right? But this is a... The one we are talking about now is a Forex artificial intelligence robot that leverages machine learning, right? And it is only $100. Like, this is an insane opportunity for people who understand what we are talking about here. And by the way, this is not for everybody, right? So now the question now comes, how can I make seven-figure in Naira? How can I make seven-figure, right? Maybe even in dollars, right? How can I grow my base, right? Now, it all depends on how much you're willing to play with. Right, with an investment of $10,000, you can make over $550,000 plus if you keep reinvesting every profit the bot made for you for a space of 12 months. So, for seven figures, all you needed to do was to put like $20,000 and keep reinvesting all your profits. Keep reinvesting, you know, just keep reinvesting all your profits with $20,000, and you're going to be sitting on almost $1 million based on the compounding interest. Right, because there's a compounding interest we're talking about here. You make money, you leave it in the bot, like you reinvest it, and then the bot trades on that box sum again, and you reinvest your profit. If you kept doing this with $20,000, you'll be sitting on almost $1 million in profits that you can withdraw at the space of 12 months. If you did 10,000, it's $566,939 in 12 months. Right, and in 6 months, that's $75,295. But let's leave the big figures. Let's come to the small figures, like $500 trading capital, $500, and then you bought the bot for $100, and you reinvested everything. You will be sitting on at least $28,346,000 at the end of 12 months, and in 6 months, you'll be sitting on nothing less than $3,000 in 6 months. That is with compounding interest. But now, let's not even go that far. Let's say, okay, you decided that you wanted to be withdrawing your money. You want to be withdrawing your money. No problem. So every month, let's say you put $1,000, and every month you're able to make $400. So you withdraw your $400 every month. If you withdrew $400 every month in 12 months, right? So it is like $4,800 that you withdrew. Meanwhile, you put $1,000 and you just decide to withdraw everything. So you withdrew $4,800 and you still have your original $1,000 inside the bot, and it keeps trading that $1,000 for you. So that, like, there's no bank you're going to put that kind of money and you're going to get this kind of return. There's no such bank. It doesn't just exist, right? So, but with compounding interest, you can do insane things with this robot. Insane things with this robot trading for you. And I can tell you, this is actually a game changer. Now, some questions that come up immediately, you talk about this kind of things. Okay, wait a minute. How do I fund the robot? How do I put my money in? How do I bring my money out? Right? Now, all funding is done through Binance or any crypto exchange of your choice, right? But the good news is, because it is Binance, you are clear from any issues with banks, you know, issues with, okay, trying to pay from your card, pay from your bank, all those kind of drama is completely out of the way. So you fund your crypto wallet, right? And you can fund your crypto wallet with peer-to-peer, and then you now transfer from your crypto wallet, your USDT, you transfer from USDT to the USDT of the robot, right? And then once it gets into your USDT inside the robot app, you can now fund the bot itself to begin to trade for you. The same thing with withdrawal. You withdraw your USDT. The bot pays, the robot pays every Saturday, and it pays you into your USDT. And so you transfer that USDT to your Binance account or any other crypto exchange, and then you can now use peer-to-peer to convert it, and somebody will pay you your Naira or whatever currency, whether it's Ghanaian cedis or whatever currency you want, into your account directly. And that's when nobody begins to ask you, like, if you're in Africa, the bank does not begin to say, we want to block your account because you are doing crypto. So nobody hears of you. You just do your business without coming under the radar. So that's the way to get started, right? Basically, that's how you invest. You sign up for the bot. And this process can be done by you. You do not need a middleman to get this done for you. So you can fund it yourself, you can withdraw yourself, and you do not necessarily need a middleman. So this is not something where you need to come and give somebody your money. No, you can do everything by yourself from start to finish. Now, the issues with what are the costs involved? Like I said, the robot is $99. And there are other, they have three different robots, and they have a robot that is even cheaper. But the robot that promises the 30 to 45% is $99, right? And so with that robot, it's you have a better profitability ratio, as it were. Right now, the other question is, okay, some people say, what if this is a Ponzi scheme? Now, this is not a Ponzi scheme because you can see the trade that the robot is making for you. You can see it. No, so the, when you sign up on the robot gives you on Intelligence Prime Capital, you get a login that you can use to log into the MetaTrader, which is what most people use to trade. Right, so when you log into the MetaTrader, every day you are going to see the trade that the robot is doing for you, and the robot actually stays with low risk trades, and it does a maximum of 3 trades in a day for you. Doesn't trade much, trades maximum of 3 trades in a day, which is also a safety net to ensure that it doesn't overtrade. So the robot only does 3 trades for you. And so if you log into MetaTrader, you see the trade that the robot is actually making, which makes sense. So somebody cannot say it's a Ponzi scheme where they are collecting money from this person and giving to this person. No, you see how your money is being traded, you see the profit that is being made for you per day, and you see the balance that is in your MT4, in your MetaTrader 4 balance. You see the balance. So you can't say it's a Ponzi where they are taking money from this person to give this person, or somebody physical is trying to run the show. No. Somebody physical cannot run trades for multiple people like this. No, it's not possible. So this bot is trading, the robot is trading individually for you. And that's the benefit of robotics, because it can be configured to have a specific user experience per person, right? In other words, one robot can trade differently for different people. It's like when you use a software, you interact the software with your own unique experience. You can program that software to work for you uniquely and do certain things for you that is not doing for the other person, but it's the same software, but it has capabilities. So in this case, the robot is trading for everybody individually, unique experience for each different person. So once you sign up, that robot gives you your own individualized trading experience based on the amount of money you put in. And you see the trades it is doing every single day per week, and you see what is happening. So there's nothing like, what are they really doing with the money? You see how the robot is trading. Now, can you expect losses? The robot actually says, now, the company actually says that the robot has 97% success ratio, which I think is fair, right? At least they are not trying to say 100%, but like I said, in my mind, right, when you come to the space industry, there is no room for robots that have 97% ratio. It cannot be managed there, because 97% success means that aircraft is going to crash, and you can't have that kind. When you come to space travel, it's 100% success ratio. It has to be error proof. There cannot be any error, else things are going to break loose. And you can't put people in that space rocket and be doing 97% ratio. No, it has to be 100%. So we have robots that are intelligent that can give 100%. But the company says 97%, and I think that's fine and that's fair, right? And I've seen the trade since I started trading. I've not made any loss, as it were, that I've seen. I see some red there, you know, like, okay, maybe took some losses. But in my trade, like the money I'm making, the bot is still able to make 1.5% every single day on the money that I invested, right? So now the other question is, okay, is this another referral scheme? No, this is not a referral scheme. Put your money, make your money, right? Put your money, instead of keeping your money doing nothing for you, you're still going to blow the money, by the way, right? You're still going to blow the money. And if you think that the money is safe in the bank, you're just saying yourself, the money is not safe in the bank, right? There is still a risk that the bank can also shut down. So, but why not put your money where your money is going to actually work for you? Right? Because like I said, the way to make money is what? Putting people to work or putting money to work. And the beautiful thing about this is the compounding interest that the bot brings to the table. Right? So you don't need to refer to make any money. Put your money and let the bot trade for you. Now, if you refer, yes, you have commissions. The bot actually pays commissions if you refer. Right? Like the company pays commissions if you refer. And there are people who've used referral to take a $300 account to $10,000 account, and now they are earning $4,000 every single Saturday, and they are buying lands everywhere, which you're going to hear some of those testimonies very soon, right? But you do not need to be in the business of referral. However, if you're someone that has low funds and you want to help people. You don't want to be selfish. You don't want to be greedy, because at the end of the day, this is something that will actually change people's life. This is, it's not something where you're wasting someone's time. Because if somebody puts small amount, I have people that have put money like $100 and now they are saying every month they want to put money. Every month they want to add money. You know why? Because they are seeing their money. They are seeing the profit. I don't need to preach to them about it. They are seeing the profit. So if you're seeing profit, why do we need to tell you to do so? That's where consumable comes in. Something that generates repeat sales, repeat customers, where people want to even do more. Why? Because of how predictable the business is. They have tested it by themselves with a small amount of money, and now they feel like, okay, I'm ready to play in the deep waters. And now they want to launch out and go even deeper, right? So if you are helping people sign up, you are actually doing them a favor. You are not doing them a disadvantage, right? I mean, this is a business where if you're telling someone about the business, you're actually adding value to the person. But again, you do not need to refer. Rather, just put your own money and make your own money. And when you are making a lot of money, by the way, let's say you put $5,000 and you're cashing out $2,000 every single week, your friends are going to be interested, definitely. Nobody is going to look at you collecting that kind of money and will not want to be part of it. It's not just possible. They are going to want to be interested. Right? So how do you cash out? I already explained that. Who created the robot? The robot is created by a company called Intelligence Prime Capital. And this company is regulated by FinTrack, which is in Canada, and FinCEN, which is in the US. Right? And these are regulatory organizations. Now, yes, everybody's not going to give you regulatory rights, just like, you know, Binance and the rest of all these crypto companies. Everybody does not give their regulatory rights. There's always these people, there's always this organization or country or company out there that says, we will not regulate you. We don't want you to operate. We refuse you to operate, right? For example, Binance is banned in America, right? But it's been accepted in some other countries. Even in China, they're having issues, which is even their home country. Right? In Nigeria, the same thing, but they are still operating. So everybody's not going to accept this kind of organizations, right? Because they don't want this kind of wealth sharing capabilities. They don't want it, right? They want everybody to be tied to their systems where they can use our monies to make money and not allow money to be decentralized, right? So that's the other idea. Now, how sure are we that the robot is going to deliver? Like we said, this robot has been proven for 15 years. The company has 15 years trading experience, and they've gathered enough data to say this bot has enough machine learning behind it to be able to do trades to the success ratio of 97%. And so far, it is actually delivering, right? And then you now say, okay, what if the platform crashes? Like I said, even the bank has the potential of crashing, but you kept your money there and you're safe. Why are you trusting the bank that the bank is not going to crash? Meanwhile, they are spending your money. Why did you give them your money and you go to sleep? Meanwhile, like I said, they are spending your money and they can crash are you not seeing people that banks are pursuing every day trying to claim their loans back, loans that they gave that have gone sour? So problems are even taking place with our money that we put in the bank, but just because we are not aware and we have become used to the banking sector, we think that our money is safe in the bank. No, even the bank can crash. So there is a potential of crashing. Now, if you want to worry about whether this kind of business is going to crash, whether Binance is going to crash, whether KuCoin is going to crash, whether the other exchange that you have money in is going to crash. I mean, those are things that you should not worry about. The most important thing you should be worrying about is how can you play safe to ensure that you do not lose money, right? And potential challenges that can come up, let's say Nigerian government now say, okay, we don't want you to operate here. It's not even possible in this kind of case because they are not even operating here because they are operating through Binance. So we fund them through Binance, we draw money through Binance, as it were. And we don't even need to come into conflict with any, you know, regulatory system in Africa, as it were. Why? Because we are not distorting anything in that ecosystem, right? And you say, where is the money being kept? Who holds the money? The money is in the IPC wallet. That is where you put the money. Like, the money comes from your Binance to your IPC wallet and is kept there. And then the robot trades on it, and then the robot pays back into your USDT wallet inside the app, and then you can transfer from your USDT wallet back to your Binance account, or you can actually sell to members, right, who want to maybe sign up an account or start a new account. You can sell to members and collect the cash. So those are other ways that you can even get out your cash, right? So now, for more information about how this robot works and then how exactly you can use it to make money while you sleep, because that's the idea. You're making money while you sleep. You're putting your money in a place where your money is working for you, right? And you can adopt safe, non-greedy methods of doing this business. For example, you put some money, you cash out your profit, and then you can now reinvest the original capital and leave the capital there to just keep compounding. That way you know that, okay, I have taken out everything. So 4 months maximum, you've made out your original capital. And then that's if you're not referring anybody, right? If you're not doing any referral, 4 months maximum, you've gotten back your original capital. And then you can take your capital and then leave the other one in there, the profit in there, to just keep running itself and compounding itself. If you had $1,000 compounding itself, at the end of the year, you'll be sitting on $56,000, around that. But let's say you did not even make $56,000. Can you imagine yourself December in 2022 sitting on $40,000? $40,000 cash, right? What would you do? Where would you travel to? I mean, without any referral, without, you know, any extra work, where would you travel to? And all you need to do is just reinvest your profit every Saturday. So once the board pays you on Saturday, you invest your profit. Where would you love to travel to? Where would you love to go to? What would you like to buy your wife? Which car will you like to drive, as it were? Do you want to build? Right? And we have people now who are withdrawing $4,000, $10,000, $60,000 every Saturday. Imagine the kind of lifestyle they're living now. And some of these people started with $100. Some of these people started with $200. But they were able to say, no, I'm not going to be selfish. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to tell more people. Because remember, this is consumable. Consumable is a business that you know that a lot of people are going to be able to benefit from it. They're going to want to use it over and over and over and over and over again because they are making profit from it. Right? It's consumable. And there's nobody sitting down somewhere trying to use his head to do all this calculation. No, it's a robot that is trading for every single person. So thank you so much for listening. What I want you to do basically right now is to meet us in the live seminar that we're going to be holding. And the details have been sent out to you already. Meet us in live seminar. And in these seminars, you are going to actually meet real life people who are going to break things down to you. You're going to be able to ask more questions, more intelligent questions. And like I normally say, do not come to the seminar with a plan to register. No, come to the seminar with a plan to learn. What you need to do is to be open to information, right? That's the most important thing. It's not about giving your money to anything. It's just know, be aware. Be knowledgeable. The knowledge might not benefit you, or you might not be interested, but you might have someone who is in desperate need for that knowledge. And by affecting their life and adding value to them, they'll be grateful to you forever. So by just attending the seminar, you're going to be exposing yourself to some better information that can make you a better person and more valuable to people that are around you, right? Whether you invest or you don't invest, be at the seminar that we are hosting that is coming up this weekends, right? Be at the events, right? The events that have been published to you, and we're going to want to meet with you one-on-one, right? When you come there, my name is Joseph Abara. I have a partner called Henshaw. When you come up there, look for us. Let us connect. Let me meet you in person and let us see how we can help you. And by the way, if you're not interested, it is still fine, but at least let us connect, right? So thank you so much. Now, in the next audio, you're going to be listening to some people and some of their stories and some of their testimonials, right? And if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, reach out to my partner. My number is 0701-261-8630. Let's take it again, 0701-261-8630. So you can reach out to me and let's talk about any other questions that you have, any other thing that is worrying you. We are always ready to answer questions. And again, there's no pressure to be part of anything. The good news about this business is I am making money, right? And I'm making money every day. And that is very okay for me, right? But if you are interested and you want to do this also, and it's something that you're thinking that is possible for you, then let us connect. Thank you so much. I love you, and I'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye-bye.